Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today, we kind of have a show on our earth all in general and our body overall, all together, grounding our earthing, as we call it. Now, have you heard about this? It is excellent. Now, I'm not one to do this because I always have my shoes on, but if I could use my hands, which I do, that is where most of my earth touching comes from. But grounding our earthing, that is so simple, and some people are just like, I really don't believe in that. It's kind of skeptical. I'm not sure. Maybe I should read up on it. Maybe I should try it myself. But what we're figuring out is that our biomedical field, that our scientists all resort to look at everything to make sure if our bodies change during certain effects, or they have things going on when we try something else or take something new into our body. Well, basically the theory for grounding is because we want to stop the free radicals from forming in our body. And when we ground ourselves with the direct contact with the ground, this balances us out because it is a negative grounding charge. So our bodies and our cells have electrical energy. And when we ground our body, we're kind of balancing out those free radicals. And a lot of free radicals kind of cause cancer. And there's free radicals that cause this and that. And they just do a lot of havoc on our body. And so what we want to do is, when we're out in the yard, is we want to have our bodies and cells have a balance with the outdoors. And the way we're going to do this is we want that direct contact with the soil. And this is where I need to take my shoes off, because I'm always wearing shoes or flip-flops or sandals. So we want to take direct contact with the soil. And we want to walk on the ground barefoot, do your gardening, tilling the soil, you know, just touch the earth. Just always touch the earth, because that's how we're getting grounded. Now, we live in our houses, we wear rubber shoes, and we just keep on our socks. We really want to get down there and ground ourselves. Now, if we take this to another idea, what do you think about when we have our trees in our homes and we have wood floors? You know, would that be a sense of grounding? I would take that a little bit as a sense of grounding. Not as strong as our soil and not as strong as the outdoors, but there still is something there hiding in the midst of our floorboards. But now what we're talking about here, don't go off the subject, Chantel. We're talking about grounding outside and earthing. And why we do this. What about when you go to a beach and you go on vacation and you're walking in the sand or you're walking in the ocean? Does it seem like you feel more naturally balanced? Does it feel like you're grounded, like you're relaxed? And I know we're not at work, but do you feel anything extra in your body that just really helps you go to sleep a little bit harder and dream a little bit more? And that's us grounding our bodies. And the practice of earthly grounding, it basically involves coupling your body to the earth's surface energy by walking, sitting, or sleeping outside in direct contact with the earth. are using advice, you can also help create this same deal inside. Now, I've seen people build sandboxes for their children down in the basements. We have plants in our house, and those are always wonderful. Sometimes some of us start our spring flowers and vegetables in the house or in the greenhouse. That's grounding. And so it's just kind of the idea of really feeling part of the earth. You also could actually bring in some of your own grass into the house and put it right under your recliner. And while you're watching television, you know, we're still being stimulated by some of these outside sources, but you want to kind of, there's always a way that you can do it that fits your body and that it fits you. So if somebody tells you there's a certain way to do something, that's not always true, because sometimes you just need to do it your way and believe it because it is working. Now, so we're balancing out our body from overstimulation, and we're grounding ourselves, and we're decreasing our free radicals that are swimming around in our bodies. And now we kind of go back to what the science said about this. You know, the science has said actually that grounding and earthing can actually reduce inflammation by diffusing excessive positive electrons. They've also said that it can help reduce chronic pain, improve sleep. How about improving your energy? They said that. I believe it. Lowering your stress and promoting calmness. It normalizing the biological rhythms. And also within your heart, it improves your blood pressure and blood flow, relieving muscle tension and headaches. It also states that it lessens menstrual and female symptoms while the hormones are fluctuating. And speeds up healing. It can also eliminate jet lag. You get out of the plane, you go for a walk on the ground, just kind of open up your tie, take off your shoes before you get back into your meeting. It says that it can help you recover from injuries. Also help with snoring. And overall support the adrenaline health. So now next time you're outside, think about maybe I should ground myself or I should do some earthing. And then back it up with your own science knowledge and see how you feel, because I bet you'll feel a lot better. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.